Hallelujah. Amen. God is so good. His word is always effective. Amen? Amen. Father, we thank you for this word today. We thank you for the entrance of your word, which bringeth light. So, Father, today as we open your word, we thank you that you will minister by your Spirit to us and cause us to be free, cause us to be excited about our life in Christ, our life in Christ Jesus, which every day is a new beginning. Every day we're coming into your presence. Every day we're being transformed. Every day, joy unspeakable and full of glory is granted to us. So we give you glory, we give you praise, we give you thanks. We love you with all of our heart. We thank you that even though it doesn't appear that we love you with all of our heart, because we have made a covenant, we have agreed to the covenant that you made. We have agreed with the covenant that you made, and we have received it. And we give you praise and thanks for it, because with that covenant, we have eternal life. With that covenant, we have everything else. Everything that pertains unto life and godliness we have through this covenant. Because of the work of Jesus Christ, not because of our works, not because of any labors nor works that we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us. According to His mercy, He saved us. According to His mercy, He saved us. So we give you glory and praise and thanks today, Lord God. Open the word to us. Let us see your promises. Let us enjoy the fellowship with your Spirit. And we just give you thanks and praise today. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before we start in Psalm 119, we'll look over at John, the Gospel of John, for a couple of verses. As I look for them, because I didn't plan on it. Verse 13 of chapter 14, John 14. Look at verse 12. Verily, verily, I say to you, he that believes on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. Greater works than these shall he do, he that believeth on me, because I go to my Father. And whatsoever you shall ask the Father and ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you shall ask anything in my name, I'll do it. If you love me, keep my commandments. Don't let them slip away. Keep them, guard them, observe them, keep them. That's what that word means, is to keep His word close by. That's what we talk about in Psalm 119, is keep His word close by. Amen? Susie's keeping His word close by. See it? Closer than y'all. She keeps His word close by, closer than she keeps y'all. Amen? Hallelujah. Verse 16 says, and I will pray the Father, and He will give you another comforter, that He may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. The person who believes. Amen? The person who believes. Read it again. I will pray the Father, verse 16, and He will give you another comforter, that He may abide with you, that Comforter will abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither knows him, but you know him. You know him. Talking to the disciples before Jesus even died. He says, you know him. You know the Holy Spirit. We do. I've never met him. You know him, for he dwells with you. You've already seen him at work. Because Jesus, see, was baptized in the Holy Spirit. They'd already seen the Holy Spirit. They're familiar with the Holy Spirit. You see Jesus, you're familiar with the Holy Spirit. If you see Jesus work, you see the Holy Spirit work. He said, but Jesus says, you know him, for he dwelleth with you, and he shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Well, so Jesus comes in the body, in the presence of the Holy Spirit. Yet a little while, and the world sees me no more, but you see me. Because I live, you shall live also. Because I live, Jesus said, because I live, you shall live also. Look down at verse 25. These things have I spoken unto you, that you being yet present with you, while I'm still here. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things. This has something to do with what we're going to look at today in Psalm 119. The Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things. All things. And bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said to you. Look down at verse 26. But when the Comforter of 16, chapter 15, verse 26. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeds from the Father, he's the Spirit of truth, he shall testify of me. And you also shall bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. So the Comforter is going to come, and he's going to bear witness of Jesus. Amen? Amen. All right. Verse chapter 16. Verse 7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient, it's better, it's more beneficial for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. That's the sin. You know, only one sin now. After Jesus' death and resurrection, there's only one sin, because that they believe not on me. That's the sin. Everything is taken care of in Jesus. Every sin is forgiven in Jesus. Believe, the sin is they believe not on me. That's what the Holy Spirit, that's the sin the Holy Spirit will reveal and will reprove of. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of the righteousness of God that belongs to you. And of judgment, because the prince of this world, the accuser of the brethren, the guy who keeps calling your name, is judged. So he doesn't have any more say in your life before Jesus Christ. The enemy has no more say in the matter. So if he comes to accuse you, you just tell him to get lost. Because he has no say in the matter. Because you're born from above because of faith. And your righteousness is settled in heaven. And you are no longer judged. But you've been judged righteous. Now he says, I have many things, verse 12 in chapter 16. I have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me. The Holy Spirit glorifies Jesus. Whatever you hear the Holy Spirit say, it's glorifying Jesus. He shall glorify me, and for he shall receive of mine and shall show it to you. All things that the Father has are mine, and therefore said I that he shall take of mine and show it unto you. A little while you shall not see me again, a little while, and you shall see me, because I go to the Father. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, that portion of the Gospel of John, of course, he starts out in chapter 13 when they're coming to the Last Supper, to the meal. He says he starts out by taking off his regular robe and putting on the garb of a servant and washing their feet. He said, if I don't wash you, you don't have any part in me. And Peter says, you know, well, how about my hands and my head? He said, well, he that's bathed is cleansed already except for his feet. Jesus tells them all. He says, but you are clean. What? Because of the word that I've spoken over you. You're clean because of the word. Amen? I'm clean because of the word. I'm clean because of his word. Hallelujah. You know, it's important to remember these things that Jesus said. It's important to remind yourself of these things. Because if you don't, you'll just get bogged down in what people say about you. Amen? Or what you think about it. You know, you ever gotten bogged down in what you thought about something? Amen, I have. That's just worse. Because you can't get away from you, can you? It's hard to get away from you. You wake up with you, and you're brushing your teeth, looking at you. And, you know, you're just looking at you all the time. But if you have the Word on the inside of you, you have the Holy Ghost on the inside of you. You're remembering the Word. You're remembering the promise. And the promise has got more power and strength and understanding and wisdom than you do. Amen? So you've got that Word contradicting your brains, which is helpful. You need that Word contradicting your brain all the time, because your brain is a mess. Because it's affected by everything that's going on in this world. Everything that comes in the eye gate, everything that comes in the ear gate, everything that comes in the fingers. You know, everything that you have opportunity to be exposed to in this world is what the enemy uses to bring you into some kind of a disarray. But the Word of God is speaking the truth to you, that God is for you. He is for you. He has done everything for you. He created a covenant that He invited you into, and every day that covenant belongs to you. Amen? That's what I remember. That's what I remember. Because otherwise, you know, I could be depressed about 10 things, you know, 100 things. But I, you know, and yeah, we've received a lot of trouble. Well, we've received a lot of blessing. How about you?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Have you received a lot of blessing?
Yes.
Say, I have.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God's good. Let's look at this psalm. But anyway, as I was completing that thought, was that as Jesus finishes with the children, with the meal, he's describing to them what's coming. He's describing to them what is coming very soon, like that evening and the next 24 hours. The next, you know, how many hours? 72 hours, you know, when Jesus gets raised from the dead. But things are going to massively change. And then, of course, certainly by the end of 50 days, is that the Holy Ghost is going to come from the Father. And your life is going to change drastically and dramatically. You know, when you get filled with the Holy Ghost, your life changes dramatically and drastically. Amen? Amen? Because the living God is on the inside of you, revealing Himself to you. And see, these guys were just living with Jesus, and they were happy with that. But Jesus said, no, no, no. This is not what you want. You don't want to just follow me around. You don't want to just follow a prophet around. He says, what I'm going to do is I'm going to come and, like the Old Testament said, I'm going to live on the inside of you. I'm going to come and dwell on the inside of you, and the living God is going to deliver you daily from every offense. Hallelujah. Amen? I'm just excited about that. Well, you know, you should get up and talk too. You know, you could just encourage yourself. It's amazing. Praise the Lord. Get up in your prayer room, your closet, your living room by yourself, or bedroom, wherever you go. Amen? And just let God's promise just come over you. Like, if you'll read these chapters. Yeah, anybody ever heard Pastor Jim teach on these chapters? Mm-hmm. Let's spend a year on each one of these chapters. Just, you know, it'd take him 10 years to get through the book of John. It's in it now, you know. And when he starts talking about the Holy Spirit, that's why I go through chapter 14 and chapter 15 and chapter 16. And then, of course, in chapter 17, Jesus prays for his disciples. Because he and the Father are one, and we're one with them, and them and us, and we and them. And, you know, we're all one in the promise. Okay? And see, when we get back to this Psalm 119 here in a minute, is that this is all about the Word, which David learned early on, but he didn't have the Holy Spirit living in him the way we do. But he knew, he was anointed as king by the Holy Spirit for that job. But he walked by faith. He walked by faith by God's promise, just as Abraham did, as Moses did. Moses was a faith guy. He's in the book of faith. He's in Hebrews 11. By faith, Moses. Not by law, Moses. Amen? Even though Moses gave him the law, his life was not lived by the law. His life was lived by faith. So is yours. Amen? There are, you know, those who look at the law and say, like we read last time, oh, how I love thy law. Oh, how I love thy law. It's my meditation. So what we're doing with this is the Holy Spirit has come to dwell and live on the inside of you. He was preparing them for, here's what's going to happen next, and it's going to blow your mind. And he reflected on it in chapter 14, chapter 15, chapter 16, telling you all about what the Holy Spirit's going to do. I would recommend that you go back through that and read chapters 13 through 17. All right? And let the Holy Spirit show you what Jesus was showing you at that time. All right? Amen. But for all of that, because the Holy Spirit just told me to share that with you, I didn't even have that planned this morning, but that the Holy Spirit was given specifically so that you would hear from God daily. That the Holy Spirit was going to take of His, show it to you because of the indwelling Spirit on the inside of you. All right, now. Psalm 119, verse 105, it says, your Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is David talking. Your Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. He's making a declaration. Do you make that? Do you say that? Your Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It just brightens everything. It shows me exactly where I need to go and what I need to do. Now, the problem is I got a brain in front of that. Amen? So, but your Word, not my thoughts, but your Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. That's my declaration. Is that yours? Amen? Well, it sounds like a wonderful thing. We ought to put it on a plaque and hang it in the church. Amen. Even better, let's put it in our dining room. That's great. Yeah. You know, put it in the dining room. No, it's good. Good places to put it so you'll remember it, but to meditate on it. And when trouble comes, your Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Well, what do I do now? No. Your Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. That's the first thing you think. When you don't know where to go, when you don't know which direction to turn, immediately the Word of God comes to you. Your Word is a lamp unto my feet. If I don't know what to do, Lord, what will we do? My Word's a lamp unto your feet. Well, I can't even find the verse that tells me what to do. You don't need a verse. Just listen to me. The word lights your path, is a lamp unto your feet, light unto your path. But that word brings you to what? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will guide you. He will guide you. He will guide you. He will show you. You know, don't go home when you get to Henderson Street because the chest pains are gone. They quit. Just go ahead and go on. Go ahead and go to the hospital. Why would we do that? Jesus healed us. Well, go to the hospital so they can bring you back to life. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Because if you turned around, you probably wouldn't have made it back. But because, you know, why did God do that? I don't know. You know, so many people in the Bible, but there wasn't any hope for those people. I mean, nothing. Hey, couldn't do, it wasn't a hospital that could have helped them and do 100 miles. You know, there's no way, you know. So, do I know why God lets us do medicine here from time to time? Maybe we're not ready for the no medicine angle. I don't know. All I know is God's used doctors. God's used them. I'm fine with that. God, a doctor's not bigger than Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's not. He does not. He did. Well, you picked the doctor instead of Jesus. No. I always choose Jesus. Amen. Now, he says, his word is a lamp unto my feet. See, I don't know, I guess I'm meditating on this while I'm preaching it, and I hope you can follow with it. It's because you need to do that. Is you know, when I'm teaching, you should meditate, not just listen. Amen? Is that okay?
Yes.
So I'm kind of teaching you how to listen to a teaching, is meditate while the teaching is going on. You know, if you miss a word or two, that's fine. Because if the Holy Spirit is leading you because He wants to say something to you, go ahead and listen to Him. Amen? He'll bring you back in. He'll roll you back into the message. But I want you to, that's what I'm hearing, and I'm hearing right now, that His Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. That's a declaration. That's a declaration that David made, but that's a declaration of the Lord for me. That's what's true. And so I'm listening. And I'm seeing what the Holy Spirit is doing. All right, John 1. If you looked at John 1. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. Okay, your Word. He is the Word. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness. Well, good. Okay. So if His Word is a lamp, where does it shine? In the darkness. That's probably why you needed a lamp. You know, remember the Philippian jailer? He heard a commotion down there. He called for a light and sprang in. I love that verse. Wonder what it would be like to spring in. A picture some cartoon character coming in feet first. You know, he sprang in. He called for a light and sprang in. Why did he need a light? Let's see what's so he could see. Verse 4, John 1. In Him, the Word, in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not get it. The darkness comprehended it not. You know, what just happened? The darkness was destroying you. The darkness was keeping you from seeing truth. And all of a sudden, the darkness is confounded by the light. The darkness comprehended it not. Amen? The darkness is confounded by the light. I mean, when you have darkness and all of a sudden the light shows up, it's like, what just happened? I mean, the roaches run. They scatter, right? Yeah, the rats go, you know. Because when the light comes in, the darkness cannot handle it. That's why when we begin to praise, the darkness flees. When we begin to lift up the Word of God, the love of Jesus, lift up the name of Jesus, that we're delivered. Amen? First of all, from your mind. your mind and your thought life, when you begin to praise Him, when you begin to declare the Word, your mind is transformed. Okay, verse 6, we're going to read through this. There was a man from God. This is John 1. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lights every man that comes into the world. That lights every man that comes into the world. Jesus lights everybody. Amen? So, the opportunity is there to receive the light to everybody. All right? He lights every man that comes, that lighteth every man that comes into the world. He was in the world, verse 10, and the world was made by him, and yet the world did not know him. He came unto his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as did receive him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Even to them that were born, believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God, born of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Your Word is a lamp. He's the light, a light unto my path. Amen? All right. Psalm 119, verse 130 says, we'll read that in a few weeks. The entrance of thy word, what? Anybody know that one? Giveth light. The entrance of your word giveth light. That's what you need. You need light. And here comes the word. Whew, there it is. The darkness comprehended it not. Amen. Now, next verse is interesting. Says, I have sworn, and I will perform it, that I will keep your righteous judgments. Boy, that sounds like something you did. Amen. Sounds like him. I have sworn, by golly, and I will perform it, that I will keep your righteous judgments. Of course, you know, we know the word keep there. Generally, and by and large, the word keep is translated from a word in natar, which means to observe, to guard, to treasure, to keep as your own, to make it top priority. That's what it is, to keep the word, to keep it. All right? All right, so he says, I have sworn. Now I want to read a couple of things to you. And let's look at Nehemiah chapter 10, verse 29. They clave to their brethren, their nobles, and entered into a curse and into an oath to walk in God's law. So they swore, basically. They swore that they were going to do this. They swore to walk in God's law, which was given by Moses, the servant of God, and to observe, to do, observe, that's what we talked about, the commandments of the Lord and his judgments and statutes, that they would not give our daughters unto the land, the people of that land, and not take their daughters for our sons. And if the people of the land bring anything for us, we're on the Sabbath day, we'll not receive it. So in other words, they're going to do that. They've determined to make an oath to do the will of God. Now, I want you to look over at Deuteronomy chapter 29. Look at verse 9. Oh, by the way, before you do that, back in looking at our verse 106, he says, I have sworn and I will perform it, talking about David's talking. Says, I'll perform it. That word perform is actually to be fixed. To be fixed. To rise up, to be fixed. And not actually, that word more prevalently is to be fixed. Not necessarily to perform, but to actually put yourself in a place to participate in something, and that you will be fixed there. All right? So here it comes, and I'm going to rise up and address it and be with it. Rise up and participate. All right? Now, let's look at verse 9, Deuteronomy 29, verse 9. Keep therefore, that's that keep word again, guard and observe, keep these, therefore, the words of this covenant and do them. You know where we are, right? Psalm, before this is Deuteronomy 28, which gave you all the blessings. That's the chapter that everybody loves, is all the blessings, right? You know, if you do this, we'll do that, and I'll do that, and I'll do that, and I'll do that. Now, so we're in chapter 29. Let's read this. Keep therefore the words of this covenant and do them, that you may prosper in all that you do. Now, what are the first few words of that thing? Keep therefore the words of this covenant. So we're going to keep the words of this covenant. I'm going to keep the words of the covenant. What does that mean? Does that mean I'm going to do something? I'm going to believe them. So what was God's covenant all about? What was God's covenant with Abraham? If you believe me, you're going to be the father of many nations. You believe me, I'm going to give you a son. If you believe me, I'm going to give you all this land that you see. Every soul on every place that the sole of your foot shall tread, I've given it unto you. What's the covenant? The covenant is that I believe God's promise. I'm going to keep that covenant. Well, who keeps the covenant? God keeps the covenant. What part do I keep? I believe Him. I believe Him. Amen? I believe His covenant. That's what I'm doing. So He says here, I have sworn, I will perform, or rise up, and I'll receive the establishment of it, and I will keep your righteous judgments. I have sworn, and I will perform it, that I will keep your righteous judgments. What's that going to do? I'm going to take covenant, and this is David talking. I'm going to take your covenant, and I'm going to walk in it, and I'm going to set myself in agreement with it. I'm going to say amen to it. As many as believed on Him gave He the power to become the sons of God. As many as believed on His name. Amen? Okay, so we're talking about covenant. So in swearing, to do that is to come into agreement with God's covenant, with God's promise. Okay? I'm trying to help you here. Because I had to walk through that. I have sworn. I don't think I swear to anything. I wouldn't swear. Well, meaning, I wouldn't even assume to swear that I was going to keep every word that comes out of God's mouth. Amen? Because I'm like, I don't think I can do that. I think that's a little above my pay grade. Well, what's he saying? Again, let's look here at Deuteronomy chapter 9, chapter 29, verse 9. Keep therefore the words of this covenant and do them, that you may prosper in all that you do. You stand this day, all of you, before the Lord your God, your captains of your tribes, your elders and your officers, with all the men of Israel, your little ones, your wives, the stranger that is in thy camp, the hewer of wood, the drawer of water, that thou shouldest enter into covenant with the Lord thy God and into His oath, which the Lord thy God maketh with thee this day. So you're standing here today to enter into the covenant of God. Amen? What's His covenant? It's His promise. His covenant's His promise. What covenant have we entered into? The promise of God. Your word's a light unto my path, a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. I'm entering into His covenant. Everybody with me. I'm bringing everybody with me. You stand, this is verse 10, you stand this day, all of you, before the Lord your God, and all of these people, that you should, verse 12, that you should enter into covenant with the Lord your God and into His oath, which the Lord thy God maketh with thee this day, that he may establish thee to a people today for a people to himself, and that he may be unto thee a God. And he has said unto thee, and has sworn unto thy fathers, and to who? Not Moses. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's the covenant that you're entering into. All right? Neither with you only, this is good, because this ties it to us. Neither with you only do I make this covenant, but with him that standeth here with us today, this day, before the Lord our God, and also with him that is not here with us this day. Does that sound familiar? For all of those who are here, and for those who are afar off, as many as the Lord our God shall call. Acts 2:39. For this promise is to you. What promise? The promise of the Holy Ghost. This promise that you, all these things you see and hear, all these things that you see and hear are a promise to you, to your children, and grandchildren, and to those who are not even here yet. Amen? Amen? All right, so if we go back to verse 106, he says, I have sworn and I will perform that I will keep your righteous judgments. I'm agreeing with your covenant today, God. Amen? I'm agreeing with your covenant today. You know, and that swearing, that the fact that we're taking his promise to ourselves. Why? Because every good and perfect gift comes from the Father. And that everything that he's promised in this covenant that he gave to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob belongs to us. Belongs to me. David saying, I'm receiving that covenant today. His word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path, and everything in that covenant belongs to me. Everything, I'm going to keep your righteous judgments. I'm not going to let them slip. Over in Hebrews chapter 4? Don't give up. Praise the Lord. Let's therefore fear. Well, that sounds like you should fear. No. You should just pay close attention. Lest a promise being left of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. Don't let the attacks of this world get your attention before you and cause you to lose sight of the promise. Amen? Don't lose sight of the promise. He said, let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left of us of entering into his rest, he promised it, that any of you should seem to come short of it. Go back to chapter 2, verse 1, Hebrews. I can find these for you later if you want them. So that was Hebrews 4:1. This is Hebrews 2:1. Therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. I love this stuff. We ought to give the more earnest heed. It's more important. It's valuable to you to give the more earnest heed, to listen up to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. What did he say? Lest at any time we should let them slip. Say it again so I can write that down. We ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's Hebrews 2:1. Okay? So we're trusting this covenant. We don't want to let it slip. We have the Holy Ghost living on the inside of us, according to Jesus. All right. Verse 107 says, I'm afflicted very much. Quicken thou me according to your word. We've read that in a number of places. All of a sudden the affliction thing came up again. I'm afflicted very much, by the way. Did I say that? Did I say I've been afflicted very much, Lord? Did I mention that? It all of a sudden came to my mind. Remember back in 70, verse 67, 71, and 75, it says it's good for you that you've been afflicted because now you hope in His Word. If you're just... Just go to your Bible software, type afflicted, and go to Psalm 119. You'll see a progression of how the Holy Spirit lets affliction, that's chair five, by the way, of course. His affliction just comes, and how do you deal with it? Covenant. How do you deal with it, with affliction? Covenant. He's taking care of you. It's all taken care of. You know, even if it looks like the worst has happened and somebody else could probably try to talk you into it, it hasn't. Well, everything's going not your way. No, everything is going my way. Well, any kids in here? Are you stupid? No, everything's going my way. I don't care what you think. I don't care what you say. I don't care what your assessment is. Everything is going my way. I have the King of Heaven living on the inside of me. I don't pay attention to you. I don't pay attention to what the world says. I don't pay attention to what circumstances say. I know that God is for me. If God be for me, who can be against me? So, butt out. Amen. Paul was mean. You ever notice that? He kind of said stuff that was kind of like, get out of here. I don't know, you know. I really don't want to listen to all your unbelief. Amen. Amen. Pray. Be nice about it when you tell people that. I'm afflicted very much. Quicken me, Lord, according to your word. See, I have confidence that his word is going to quicken me. I even know the answer. Quicken me according to your word. That's the answer. So I've got my own answer, right? Do you have your own answer? His word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Let it happen. So be it. Verse 108 says, "Accept, I beseech thee, the freewill offerings of my mouth, and teach me thy judgments." So it's two things. You're praying, God, receive the praises of my lips. Lord, I'm coming into your presence. Receive the praises on my lips and teach me. Now you're receiving at the same time. So when you're praising him, you're asking for his response. His response is to teach you. Amen. God's response to praise is not, "Oh, thank you very much." Amen. "Oh, that makes me feel so good." No, because praise is not about making God feel good. Amen. How many know praise is not about God making God feel good? It's not a phileo thing. It's not a reciprocal, mutual, scratch my back interaction. God has one joy, and it's to teach you everything so that you have everything that the covenant says. He wants you to inhabit you with every promise so that you walk in every promise with thanksgiving, with joy, not just for you, but for everybody who comes alongside you. Huh? I mean, you're not just there to get your happiness. Amen? You are still here so that you are a blessing and a miracle to Susie. Amen? That's it. I mean, that's why Dolores is here, to just let the Holy Spirit flow onto our sister. Because in our flesh, there are troubles. And so when we come to one together, we come together to encourage and build up one another, because the flesh does get beat up.
Amen.
Amen? That's right. Yeah, we know that. We know that. But the spirit, Susie's spirit's not beat up. Her spirit's not beat up. It's just once in a while your mind gets a little overwhelmed with all the stuff that happens in this world, because you get it through the ear gate, you get it through the eye gate, it comes in all kinds of senses, doesn't that right? All kinds of problems come. Family problems come, you know, people, you know, all kinds of stuff. It just shows up. But you have a covenant on the inside of you. He has brought about a body to fill you up and to deliver you into his presence. So what our praises do is bring us into the presence of God. Read that again. It brings us into the presence of God. And then God does what? He doesn't say thank you. He teaches me. He continues to teach me and bring on the inside of me more and more and more of his presence and more of his love and more of his power to deliver every single person whom I come in contact with. Amen? And I'm the conduit that gets scrubbed out all the time, because the Holy Spirit power is flowing through me. All of my needs are supplied. My joy is full because the Holy Spirit, the living God, is flowing on the inside of me. Well, maybe it is for you. No, it's for you. Amen. I believe it's for you. If I believe it's for me, I believe it's for you. You get everything. Amen. Accept, like receive it. Lord, receive, I beseech thee, the freewill offerings of my mouth, and teach me the reciprocal, what I receive is Him teaching me His judgments. 109. My soul is continually in thy hand. Wrong. I keep reading that wrong. It's not true. That's not what that says. My soul is continually in my hand. My soul is continually in my hand. I can either choose to believe God or I can choose to believe the problem.
That's right.
Amen. Your thinker, which way are you going to go? I'm going to go to Jesus. I'm going to believe in Jesus. My soul is continually in my hand.
Content could be found on the
what
screen.
In the world? That's crazy. I didn't even touch anything. All right, now, 109, my soul is continually, my soul, that is my mind, my will, my emotions, everything that's affected by this world, by living next to Norman, by living, you know, next to all you good people, and, you know, my soul is continually in my hand, but I keep getting, my soul keeps getting touched on by all of you good people, and you continually getting touched on by everybody else, your family members, your pastors, your, you know, whoever can cause you the most trouble. But what do you say? What does David say? Yet I do not forget thy law. Yet I do not forget your law. So although all this other stuff is going on, all this stuff, my soul is continually in my hand, yet I do not forget your law. So what's going to deliver me? His law, His word, His promise, His judgments, His statutes, His precepts. That's what delivers me. Though my soul is in my hand. It says you get to believe whatever you're going to. You believe God's for you, or you believe that the world's against you, and which one wins?
Well, the world, because it's against me.
No. No, you believe God's for you, and who can be against you? Nobody. You know, my husband, my wife, my kids. Got to be careful what you say these days.
I didn't know you had a husband, brother.
All right. So look at that one more time. Don't let it get past you. My soul is continually in my hand, yet I do not forget thy law. I don't forget thy law. I'm continually remembering. Let the meditation of my heart, the words of my mouth, and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Okay, look at Isaiah 26. Thou shalt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. I do not forget thy law. Philippians 4:8. I never can get all the ones right here. So I'll read it. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, help me. Think on these things. Think on these things. I do not forget thy law. What's his law include? Think on these things. Philippians 4:8. Proverbs 23:7. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Amen. Romans 12:2. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye might prove or demonstrate what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Yet I do not forget thy law. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay. We're working on it. The wicked have laid a snare for me, verse 110. Yet I erred not from your precepts. Remember the one where it says the wicked have laid a trap and they fell into it themselves? Well, there you have it. Amen. Like that. So the wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I erred not from your precepts. In other words, I knew right where that snare was. Or God kept me from who? God sent that truck through the empty room. Amen. The wicked said, hey, those kids are all going to be in that classroom today. God just says, but how sneaky is that? I'll just hide the key. It can't get in the room. So they were going to destroy you. We're going to get in the room. And everybody got mad because they couldn't get in the room. And all of a sudden, bam, there's a truck in the room. And you said, thank God we weren't in that room. You were trying everything you could do to get in that room. You were trying to get in that room as hard as you could. And God was keeping you out of that room. And you were cussing and getting all upset because you couldn't get in that room. And all of a sudden, praise the Lord, we weren't in that room. You're just silly. That just means don't get so upset when things don't go your way because you don't know what God's preventing. Yeah. Amen? That's right. How many guilty like that? You know, just get all worked up because whatever you thought should happen didn't go your way. And all of a sudden you figured out, man, I wasn't in that cafe down there in Israel that week. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. We're going to Israel. Pray for us. We're going to Israel in June. So don't want to be in that cafe. I'd say stay out of public places. That's what I'd say. Hard to do when you're in Israel. Yeah. And that's all the places they want to take you is public places where all the people are. All right, 111 and 112. We're almost there. Your testimonies have I taken for a heritage forever. Your testimonies. For they are the rejoicing of my heart. So Lord, your testimonies have I taken as a heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. That's not only the testimonies of mine, but they're the testimonies of Jenny. They're the testimonies of Dolores. They're the testimonies of Teresa. They're the testimonies of David. These are the testimonies that come from people who have trusted God and God showed himself mighty on their behalf, right? So it's not just the word. His testimony, he's talking about his testimonies, but he's talking about also the affirmation of every believer that says amen. Thy testimonies have I taken as a heritage. They're what I look back to. They're what I look to. His testimonies, his word is a lamp unto my feet. So I look back to his word and I look to what you guys have said to encourage me, to build me up, to know that God comes through and God is always taking care of Tony. Amen? Praise the Lord. Even though he had a bad idea. Well, just take me home. No, we're going to keep going. Good wife. Good helper. Praise the Lord. I mean, we're a block away. Let's just go. I mean, you had this pain 3 times. Let's just, quit being a tough guy. Amen. Jeremiah 15:16. Anybody remember that one? I love that one. That's a good one. Ready? Let's all say it together. Thy words were found. And I did eat them. And they were unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. Oh, my goodness. I love that. Thy words were found, and I did eat them. And they were unto me the joy and the rejoicing of my heart. All right? Now, and also Acts, of course, Acts 10:26, like we talked about today, is don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together, as is the manner of some, because you'll miss out. Amen. Amen? Well, I know that word of God. It sure is. I'm just, don't have anything to wear. There's no excuse here, by golly. Amen. I mean, I'm the only guy who wears a tie, so don't worry about it. I just make all y'all, look good. All right, now. So don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together. It's not because you should. It's because you want to get more covenant time. Amen? You want to get more covenant time. I never think these message sermons are going to last more than 10 minutes. Verse 112, aren't you glad we're only doing 8 verses at a time? I have inclined my heart to perform your statutes always. Even to the end. because I know what His covenant is. I've inclined my heart to perform Your statutes always, even unto the end. I'm going to participate, believe, walk in, step into Your covenant. Amen? I'm going to step into Your covenant, Your statutes. You know what statutes are for God? It's the laws that apply to every circumstance. I like the law of gravity. I've mentioned that before. It's just somehow or another you're kind of dumb if you really kind of try to oppose the law of gravity. And that also applies to like momentum, you know, inertia. You remember that one? The tendency of something to keep going. Like a golf ball or something, Bill. Or, you know, when you come up to the edge of the Grand Canyon, and I've said this before, it's just an obvious example that there's a rail there. Well, you don't jump over the dumb rail. There's a reason that rail's there. God put it there. I don't know that God put it there, but some smart people were there, and I think there's some places they don't have rails. Oh, baseball stadium, they used to have rails that were about up to my head, above my knee, and I would think, if I was dumb enough to get close to that, I'd be in trouble. But somebody like David's height, you know, would, it'd even be worse, because he probably didn't even see down that low. He leans over to catch that fly ball, and whoop, there he goes. You know, my head had hit me in the shin or something. It would keep me from falling over the edge. And I thank God for that. But I think they finally raised those bars higher because they had too many people like David reaching for those fly balls. And they had people flip over that rail. Well, see, the law of gravity will tell you that you don't want to oppose God. Amen? You probably do better to stop at that stop sign because the other guy can't stop. And by God's statutes, you'd probably do you well to kind of listen to what He said. Well, don't do this or don't do that, you know. And you don't really have time to ask why not. You know, sometimes you don't have time to ask why not. You just have to say, okay, yes, sir, don't do that. But other times you have time to think about what God said. He said, don't hang out with people like that. And don't mix the men and women thing. Don't mix that up. You know, and don't murder somebody. Don't lie. You know, don't do one thing or the other. Well, why not? It was more convenient, Norman. It's just more convenient, isn't it? Praise the Lord. I'll pick Bob. I'll ask Bob if the line is more convenient. I don't see him every week, so I just, you know, praise. It's just more convenient, isn't it, sometimes? At the time, yeah, that's right. Yeah, later it turns out not quite so handy. But here he says, I have inclined my heart, I've inclined my heart to perform the statutes always. My heart. So it's not even your soul, amen? It's you. It's just you've inclined your heart. You know, God, whatever You said, I'm doing it. I don't even know what I'm saying yet. I don't even know how to say that I'll do that. But I'm just saying to my flesh, whatever God says, I'm doing it. Not because God's going to like me or not like me or kick me out. No. I just know that's the way of truth. That's the way of blessing. That's the way to love somebody. That's the way to love everybody. That's the way to love my neighbor, is to do what His statutes are. That's the way to love myself. That's the way to love my kids. It's just smart. It's just smart. Amen? See, the difference is God's ways are smart, but you're in the kingdom by faith, not by doing a work. You're not in the kingdom by obeying these things. That's just what happens to you when the Holy Ghost comes and moves on the inside of you, is you begin to obey. Your heart is inclined to perform Your statutes. Always. Everybody say always. not when it's convenient, but always. My heart's inclined to perform your statutes always, even to the end. Amen. That's not even the end of this psalm. That was just a cool 8 verses, right? That's just cool. Amen. You can just eat. Just nibble that snack. Amen. That's good. All right. Well, hallelujah. I've been blessed and it's time to quit. So, hallelujah. Amen. All right. Let's pray. Father, we just love you. Thank you that your word is fantastic. It's everything that I need. Your word's a lamp unto my feet. It's a light unto my path. I've sworn, and I will perform your covenant. I'll agree with your covenant, which applies to me because of faith. I thank you for that. I thank you for that. Father, we thank you today that all of these promises belong to us, and that we're walking in your peace, walking in your provision for everything that concerns us, and that we are a deliverer of these things to every man, every woman that we come across in every new day, because every day is a brand new day. Every day is your mercies are new every morning, and that means your mercy is coming through me every morning to somebody else. My family, my co-workers, my co-students, my neighbors, everybody I come in contact with. Hallelujah. Let's lift our hands and thank Him. Hallelujah. Father, we just give you praise and thank you. Thank you that you're delivering us and walking with us, and that your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And we give you all the praise and all the glory for bringing it to pass. Show it to me. Show it to me. Let me see it. Bring it to pass in me every day, every hour. I need thee every hour. In Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Praise the Lord.
I love to praise Him. I love to praise Him. I love to praise Him and lift up His holy name. I love to praise Him. I love to praise Him. I love to praise Him and lift up His holy name. Singing hallelujah, singing hallelujah, singing hallelujah. Unto Jesus my Lord, we exalt you on high. I love to praise Him, I love to praise Him, I love to praise Him and lift up His holy name. I love to praise Him, I love to praise Him, I love to praise Him and lift up His holy name, and lift up His holy name, and lift up His holy name.
Thank you.